This week's Torah reading is called Tzav, which means an order. It's a continuation of the previous reading, where God is giving instructions on how to work in the tabernacle, in the Mishkan. And actually, next reading is also a continuation of this one that tells us how actually the work started in the tabernacle. Now, among the things that appear in this particular reading, there is a commandment to have a fire on top of the altar, and that fire cannot be extinguished. Now, there wasn't just one fire on top of the altar. There were actually many fires, and our sages actually argue how many pieces of fire there were on top of the altar. The point is that there was one particular part where there had to be a fire lit on. And our sages explain that when the Torah says in Hebrew, Eish Tomit, there has to be a constant fire, Tukad al Mizbeach, lit up on the altar, Loisich, we cannot be extinguished. It looks like a repetition, but let's just say there has to be a fire on top of the altar. That's it, easy. Why do you have to say there has to be a constant fire? It cannot be extinguished, like a whole repetition thing. So our sages explain out of this that this fire had to be lit up in certain situations. First of all, we know that the law for Jews of Shabbat, one of the laws that is actually written down in the Torah is we cannot lit up a fire. Says the verse, you cannot lit on fire in the whole day of Shabbos. However, since the Torah is so strict, so to speak, such repetitive, on the altar it says, Eish Tomit, there has to be a constant fire, we learn from that even in the day of Shabbos, we have to lit up the fire in the altar. That's learning one, number one, lesson number one. Lesson number two, since again, there's a repetition, means that there's one thing and then there's another thing. So one thing is, in Shabbos, the fire has to be lit up. The second thing is that even if there's a situation in which the people is impure, or most of the Koyanim, the priests, are impure, there's a whole bunch of lists of who has to be impure for this to happen, actually. But the point is, even if in impurity, in a state of impurity, ritual impurity, the fire has to be lit up. Fire has to be always on top of the altar, even in Shabbos, where apparently it's forbidden to lit up the fire, and even in impurity. Now, we know that every single thing in the Torah is not just a commandment that has to be done in a certain situation, in this case, in the temple. We don't have the temple right now. It should be rebuilt speedily in our days. But right now, we don't have it, so forget about this. Why is the rabbi talking about a fire in the altar? I don't know what he's talking about. Wait a second. There's a lesson, that there's an eternal lesson in every single place, in every single time, that we have to learn out of this fire. And our sages explain that the heart of a person is like the altar in the temple. Actually, every single part of the temple corresponds to a part in our body, one of our members, limbs, and so on, organs. And the heart is the altar. And the Torah says there has to be a fire in the altar. Okay. So we have to have a fire of love for God when we actually do the commandments and we learn the Torah. Whatever we do, we have to have a fire. We have to fill it with a fire. Live it with a fire. Enjoy it. Enthusiasm and so on. But comes our Torah reading for this week, Tzav, and teaches us that there are two situations in which maybe a person might think that the fire doesn't have to be over there. And comes the Torah and says, wait a second, the fire has to be lit up even in Shabbos, whatever that means, we'll explain, and even in impurity, whatever that means, we'll explain. What's Shabbos? One of the ideas of Shabbos is that a person refrains from work, so to speak, refrains from the world. You focus that particular day in God, in godliness, in the learning. You don't go to work and so on. That in service of God, it's like understanding. Why? Because when a person wants to understand something, has to be actually removed from the world. On the contrary, the rest of the people talking and whatever they're doing, it bothers me. I'm concentrated trying to understand something. So you're into yourself. That is like the idea of Shabbos. We refrain from the world, we go out of the world, and we go into ourselves, into understanding who we are, our relationship with God, and so on. So again, Shabbos is compared to understanding. A person might think that since I understand Torah, since I understand the will of God because I learn and so on, I don't need to have a fire within myself. I'm just understanding. Understanding, in general, it's in a quiet way, and it's compared to water, not the fire. It's like turned off, so to speak, cold, not hot. So in that particular case, comes the thing and says, you should know that even though you're such a big sage and you know so much Torah and you learned so much and so on, never forget that you have to have a constant fire of loving God and you have to have enthusiasm in the learning that you learn. That's part number one. Impurity. A person might think, after all I did, after my story, if you would know my story, you would kick me out of here, and so on. Even in that particular case, and even if you're still found in that story, quote unquote, that you will talk about and so on, you have to know that you have to have a fire of love for God. God is not rejecting you. Yeah, your story is your story. You have to fix it, and that's a different story, so to speak. But the fire of enthusiasm for godliness, for learning, for fulfilling the commandments has to be over there, even if everybody, so to speak, it's impure. So we see from a very technical detail when the fire has to be lit on in the altar and so on, we learn lessons for life. And in this particular case, the lesson is never extinguish that fire.